T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And welcome back into First News. I'm Don Dubuque, filling in for Tommy Tucker. I think he had a meeting with his parole officer or something like that. I'll find out and let you know where he is. But I think he'll be back. I hope he'll be back on Monday. Anyway, we got a great program lined up for you this morning. A number of great guests. It's a busy football weekend. It's a busy fishing and hunting weekend. Even a busy cooking and shopping weekend. If you can't find something to do in the Gulf South this weekend, I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, Mike Dettillier joins us. He's our football guru. We talk about Saints. We talk about LSU with him. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Doug.
Man, I got to tell you, we know a lot more now than the last time you and I talked about these two teams, New Orleans Saints and the LSU Tigers. Woo, what a season.
Yeah, it's been a great ride. You know, and I tell this to some of the younger folks covering it today. Man, breathe it in. You know, it's been a long time for me. It's over 30 years, and we only had one really ride like this, and that was 2011. You know, the Saints were really doing well, and that year they get bumped out of the playoffs. You would figure by the 49ers in that year, and up until last year, I thought that 2011 team was maybe the most talented team I had seen with the Saints. Didn't win it all, but really a talented team, and that same year, LSU goes undefeated in the regular season, and you would figure they get bumped out in a national championship game by Alabama. But you don't see it often, and so, man, take it in. Take it in.
Yes, sir. Lots at stake. Saints win. They keep on top of the NFC standings. San Francisco wins. It could either mean the 49ers or the Seahawks would go to the top spot once the action's over with. So that being said, how big a game is this? Is this one of the biggest matches so far this year, or the biggest match?
It's one of them, certainly. When you look at what's at stake for both teams, and arguably, you know, you look around the NFL, and they're both of them are two of the top five teams in the league. So you got quite a matchup here between two teams that have a lot of similarities. They're built up front, offensive, defensive lines. Saints were really mainly built around Drew Brees in the passing game. You see the 49ers, they did it a little differently. They built their offense around a running game, and they went out and get Garoppolo to help out in the pitch and catch part of the game. But, man, they've got five former first-round picks along the defensive line. You think about how the Saints are built, that's how Cam Jordan, Shelton Rankins, Marcus Davenport, Malcolm Brown, all those guys, they also all former first-round picks. So there's been a lot of capital, both of them, and rebuilding things up front. And should be quite a matchup between the two teams. That 49ers got hot and have gotten on a hot roll, got derailed a little bit in Baltimore with a loss there. And so it's an interesting scheme game how they'll try to go after one another. I think some of the things that happened in the Ravens game, the Saints will try to use. And I think in a more expanded role for Taysom Hill in this football game.
Mike, do you think Garoppolo is underestimated as a quarterback?
Well, it's a prove-it league. You got to do it when everything's on the line. He's never been in that position. He's had injuries. He was a backup to Tom Brady. And so we're fixing to find out if he's the man or not. In this league, you either at quarterback, you're either carting the wagon or the wagon's carting you at quarterback.
Can I get a bumper sticker with that made? I'd love to get that made and put on a bumper sticker.
But no, listen, that's a true deal. You either carting it or it's carting you. And so we're fixing to find out about Garoppolo if he can cart the wagon. He's got a good supporting cast around him. They don't need for him to be great, but at times they do. They need for him to be great. Because, you know, listen, it's a roller coaster league where sometimes your defense might not play as well. And so you need for him to make plays. And he's done it at times. But, again, now they are walking on ground as a team, as a young team, they've never been on before because they've been bottom feeders. For the last 5 years, they had top a couple of three picks in the draft. So that means you've not been good. And so we'll find out a lot about Garoppolo in these type of games, like what you saw last week against Baltimore, where I thought he was okay, but he wasn't a deciding factor. And this week, got no excuse, no rain. It's indoors.
Absolutely. Mike, we're going to take a traffic break. When we come back, I want you to talk about what the Saints need to do to get the victory, what are the keys, and what would Frisco need to do if they're going to be victorious in a big game. Saints and the 49ers, two of the top five teams in the NFL, each with a 10-2 record. We'll be right back with Mike Dettillier. If you care to join the conversation, 504-260-1870, or you can text messages at 870-870. Right now it's time for a traffic update. And welcome back into the First News. I'm Don Dubuque, filling in for Tommy Tucker. On the line with us is Mike Dettillier, our WWL NFL and college football analyst. Mike, this game, Saints and 49ers, kind of the way I see it, there's a lot of parallels to the matchup between LSU and Georgia in that, one, you have an irresistible force with these offenses and yet an immovable object with the defenses. So, therefore, if the Saints are going to rise and really do a good job and win this game, does their defense have to rise to the occasion because we know what the offense will do? And conversely, does San Francisco's offense and Garoppolo have to step up to win the game?
Yeah, somebody's got to bail out someone here. And the Saints' defense, in quite a few games this year, has bailed them out when the offense maybe hasn't clicked as well. And so, yeah, it's an interesting contrast here because you're playing strength against strength. And it's going to come down to just a handful of plays. You cannot lose the special teams part of the game. And there's always someone that steps in front of the line in these type of games, always, that becomes the star. And so you got to get that part of it. But the Saints have really kind of hurt themselves with penalties, especially on the offensive side of the football. Last week we saw the drop passes. I was fixing to write it on social media that they had won the special teams part of the game, and that was before the first onside kick, which got called back. But then, you know, they hit two more after they recovered the first one. So you can't lose that part of the game. And for the Saints, they have to be balanced on offense. They just cannot just come out winging it because of the fact that the 49ers pass rush is the real McCoy. So you gotta be able to run the football, and that stat is telling that this football team, when they have run the ball 30 times or more in a game, are 76-4. Now that tells you how you win in this league. It's just not all about throwing it around. And defensively, both teams get after the quarterback pretty good. And who can affect the other team's quarterback in making kind of destroy the pitch and catch part of the game. That's going to be where it's going to be won and lost.
You know, one of the other factors that coaches and players and fans are now concerned about is how well will this game be officiated? What do you think is happening with all these complaints and questionable calls on the officials? Is it because we got the replay and we're taking longer and different looks at it? It just seems to me that there's so many more bad calls these days.
Well, I think the inconsistency part of it, Don, is where everybody, it kind of drives you up the wall of it's called one way one time and another way another time. And this is why full-time officiating has to come into play in the NFL. But that's a call by the owners. They understand it's a financial call, too, by them. They got to stand up and say enough's enough. And it's got to be full-time officiating. If you want to work at a bank, if you want to be an investment banker, if you want to be a lawyer or whatever, or a teacher, that's fine, but you can't be an official. You have to do that 12 months out of the year, 52 weeks, whatever. You got to be able to make that commitment, and they have to make a financial commitment to put into there. But it's just so much inconsistencies, and they interpret rules differently. And we even see people on the air that were former officials who try to protect them. you know, by every stretch of the way, and they're arguing with them. They don't agree with them. So you know that something's going wrong here. And you know what? I talked to a former NFL coach who has lived through, as he put, the steroid era, the kind of different generational gap that you see in the NFL, the political parts of how sometimes games were looked at a few years back that got brought into light because of social issues. And he says, you know, the one thing that is starting to put a crack in the NFL vase is officiating, and the tie with the NFL with gambling. That is going to be an ugly issue that they better fix, and quickly, because we've already seen one player get suspended for gambling. And so, you know, everybody wants things to be legit, and they want it to be on the up and up. And sometimes we all question, oh, come on, why can he make that call? That's becoming more and more of that. And also, too, social media. You can get on there on your iPhone, iPad, whatever, and you can see the play instantly from every angle.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.